listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest news and photos and videos and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura wrapping up this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If you still want to weigh in, 216-578-0850. And, in fact, Jeff wants to weigh in. Jeff, what do we got?
Hey, guys. You know, I'm sitting here listening to the show, and good show, by the way.
Thank you.
And it's driving me nuts that these callers are calling in saying, well, they don't like the signing of, Dante Whitmore and Sansbury from Arizona.
And
I'm thinking to myself, listen, you know, what do you really expect to attract free agents, high-profile free agents to this organization right now? I'm talking this today. With the shambles that the Browns have been in over the last few years with different coaches and general managers and ownership, there's not going to be anybody at a high-profile name that's going to want to come here. So as far as I'm concerned, I think these two guys are an upgrade because I was never a T.J. Ward fan myself. And DeQuell Jackson, like you said earlier, he played like an old guy. I think this is a great upgrade. And not to mention the fact, you know, I keep hearing Darrell Revis, oh, coming to Cleveland. I look at Darrell Revis as the Andrew Bynum of the NFL for some reason. I just can't separate those two. And I think he would be a disruption here in this locker room. And right now, the last thing we need is a high-profile guy like Darrell Revis to come into this organization and try to disrupt what we're trying to rebuild. And I think that would be a disaster for Cleveland. So as far as I'm concerned, these two picks, free agent signings that they got, I think they got it right. And at the end of the day, Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine, they know a lot more football than we will ever know. And they're not going to sit there and just sign these guys just to sign them. They did some research. They compared some stats to the two guys that we lost, comparing them to who we replaced them with. This is going to be a good move. And I only see better things coming out of this. So that's what I wanted to say, guys. Thanks.
Thank you for that call, Jeff, and those insights. People are going to be entitled to their perspectives. I'm not shocked that some of this reaction, if not a lot of it, has to do with the age of the players and catching them at the final stages of their career versus in the mid-stage, which is ideal, that this is their second go-around in free agency, less than ideal from that standpoint. But they're playing better football now than at earlier points of their career. And you said it. I think in each case, you could make the case that in Dansby, you have an improvement over Jackson. In Whitner, you have a coverage edge over Ward. I think when you put them side by side, they might come out as being maybe closer to equal. And you could make the argument that Ward being a little bit younger, a little more than a year younger, you'd have more there on an upside. But I'm not troubled enough by both of these signings to say that these are bad ways to go. To your point that you'd struggle to get other free agents, bigger names, whatever, to come to Cleveland, I think it's less about the Browns as an organization that you're saying is not the good place to go, and it's more about the opportunity. Are you on a football team that is closer or further from or farther from contention? And right now, farther is the way to look at it for a lot of players, but give this team a chance to try to get it going, and I think things could change in that regard, make it a more attractive place next year. You're still building here, and you're doing this rebuild thing or this build over thing in a big way. So
I think you're right about that, and you got a guy who wants to be in Cleveland, and people sometimes, if they get energized about the opportunity, it's easy to look though at the situation here and say, if we can hit on a couple of things, the turnaround can happen, I can be a big part of it, and that's what they want to take on. Also doesn't help that the Browns made very nice and attractive offers to them. Hopefully, by the time we come on the air tomorrow, we'll be able to confirm a bunch of Browns news for you. Still at this time, the team has not confirmed the signings of Carlos Dansby or Dante Whitner. It is all but a foregone conclusion, but still waiting for them to sign on the dotted line. So we'll have that for you tomorrow, I am sure.
Yeah, we got to speed that process up.
Yeah.
Let's have it in time for 1 p.m. tomorrow at the very least. I'm with you. I'm optimistic that we'll at least get that. All right, we want to thank Mary Kay Cabot for joining the show. I want to thank Megan Rock for all her work throughout the show and our producer, Jason Gibbs. Julian Gerard is up next for Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci saying we'll talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Make them official.
That's right.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.